What's up, everybody? That's MB.
And that's MB.
We are the Hoop Show, back for another podcast, episode 4, officially. Because we've done one and we've done two on YouTube. And we've done, this will be the second one that will go onto iTunes now. So, episode 4.
SoundCloud, anyway, you can get vibes.
Yeah. Episode 4 of Loopcast, Loop True Podcast, whatever.
Just like,
search the Loop Tube on iTunes. With
it's like when you go to a raffle and there's one of those lucky dips there. That's what this is going to be like.
Except
it's going to be all sorts of everything.
It's got our ugly mugs on it. So, as always, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. You can always follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/LoopTube, Twitter at LoopTube, Instagram the LoopTube, and we're always kicking about somewhere on Facebook. So, you can always catch us and interact with us there. Today, we're going to get into a little bit of some gaming news, PS4, some games, impressions of betas, things like that. And then we're going to move on to the hot toys and probably finish it off with a buyer's guide.
Yeah, people have been asking for it. It's only a few people, but if you're interested, especially if you're deciding to collecting these hot toys or the figures of gore in the UK, hopefully we can give you some information that'll ease the process.
Yeah.
We can buy our mistakes.
Yeah, we can forward you to a few websites, a few pages on Facebook, and you know, just give you a bit of advice on what to look out for.
Yeah.
So yeah, could help you along the way. So first and foremost, we'll get into the gaming news and PlayStation, which is something we're big fans of, especially me, big PlayStation fanboy. And they had a big event last week in New York.
It was right alongside the Apple event, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, right alongside that iPhone 7 thing that they're showing off. And yeah, basically there they announced two new versions of the PlayStation 4, which is, one is the PlayStation 4 Slim, which is going to be the new PlayStation 4 going forward. They're getting rid of all the old models, which are the original ones, which most of us have got. And then they're bringing out a sort of higher end version slightly, which is called the PlayStation 4 Pro, which has a bit of a GPU increase for graphics and things like that.
And can go run the 4K games, can't it?
And basically does 4K, and that's it. But the difference, the main big difference between that and the Xbox is the Xbox One S has a Blu-ray 4K cable drive, and the Sony doesn't.
Boom,
and Sony are the ones that created Blu-ray. So what the fuck's going on there since they made it?
What's that all about? So first things first, the Slim. I've not looked at any of these because I'm quite happy with the PlayStation. Unless it was a brand new console that was going to push the boundaries, I'm not really interested, so I haven't really paid much attention to it. So what's the difference between my bog-standard PlayStation, which you can't see me pointing to right now, and the new Slim, apart from its thinner?
Right. Pretty much, yeah. But I think,
and they put a party on for this.
I think they've removed one of the USB slots on it. It's basically it's a redesign of the PlayStation to make it cheaper for them to manufacture. So they're going to make more money on the back end. And it's the same as what they've done with all the consoles, and Xbox did it as well with different versions of their consoles. But
why an event for that? Just bring it out.
I think mainly for PlayStation 4 Pro, but they got flanked by Xbox announcing theirs at E3, and they completely fucked up by not having a 5-minute section at E3 about this new PlayStation. So you just got out there then.
So when's the Xbox One launching?
Xbox is out now. Xbox One S is out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it's about that big. You can't see me, but it's tiny. It's titchy compared to the normal Xbox One.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the same. It does all the HDR streaming, it's 4K ready, but it has a 4K Blu-ray drive, and the Sony doesn't.
So, PlayStation have darn gone fucked it up again.
Well,
or fell behind in the war. There's two horses in this race.
Kind of, yeah.
PlayStation was kind of ahead, wasn't it?
Well, it still is. PlayStation sold 40 million plus units compared to what the Xbox has sold, which nobody knows because Microsoft won't announce the numbers. They won't announce the numbers because they're miles behind.
Yeah.
Which is why they're releasing a new console next year, which is going to be the Xbox Scorpio, whatever that is. But
PlayStation have said they are.
6 teraflops. Yeah, I don't think they need to. I mean, there was a podcast I was listening to when the guy on there rightly turned around and said that there's nothing that these PlayStation 4s and that can do that the PlayStation 3s couldn't.
Yeah.
And graphically, is there much difference? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, a few pixels here and there. You know, maybe shadows and smoke and things like that. But really, you can't really tell. But the thing with 4K is it's not the standard. There's not that many people that have got 4K TVs. So you're not going to see the difference. Plus, our consoles are going to get patched, so they do the HDR. It's not going to be 4K.
So what's the HDR?
What they call HDR. Like me. High dynamic range.
Right.
Which, the simplest way to put it is, it's wider whites and darker darks. It's like Persil.
Yeah.
Like your Persil washing up powder. Wider whites and darker darks. And that's purely it. But, like I said, they're phasing out this old model of PlayStation 4. And it's basically just going to be replaced with a Slim at the same price. And then the PlayStation 4 Pro is going to be like £100 more expensive. But you're getting the overclocked GPU and the bigger hard drive is standard in it as well. One of the main things missing from the PS4 Slim, which is on these old models, old model PS4s, is an optical out, which is just a little thing on the back that connects my headphones to it. So my PlayStation 4
Pro. Yeah, I've seen some guy saying about that.
I'm going to be forced to buy the more expensive PlayStation to have.
Right.
So that it's has the digital, yeah, the digital, because
that's fucking daft.
The PlayStation 4 Slim doesn't have it.
So it's cheaper. It's just cheaper. Cutting all the
it's
parts.
Cheaper because they cut everything down on it, yeah. But it also looks different. Like, it's not as like shiny. It's all matte and more rounded than what the other one is. And that's basically the difference. I think the fact that they had to do a big, massive press conference and a big, massive shout about it and over-explain everything means that nobody's bothered about it.
Yeah.
Because I watched the event live and there was hardly anybody cheering or clapping like you would normally get at a Sony event.
Yeah.
Which happens quite frequently at their events because they just show off good games. But that was about it really for that.
I think in what they do or what they've done well this year is standalones, haven't they? I think Xbox have fell behind with standalone, the big one for them. From my point of view, the one that made me play Xbox One was Titanfall.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this year, that opens up to every single one. So
yeah.
They haven't even nailed down that market. Whereas if that were... what we were talking about was... I've been trying out the Battlefield 1 beta. That, we'll talk about that in a bit. But the only game that kept me interested in Xbox One was Titanfall.
Yeah.
And I know that Titanfall 2 is coming out when Battlefield 1 is coming out, but Titanfall has a lot more fans, and the console of choice right now is probably the PS4.
Yeah.
And if I was going to... I'm interested in Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play the beta. I'm interested in it purely because last year's was brilliant.
Yeah.
And if I was going to buy it now, I'd buy it on PS4.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Because they haven't nailed down anything, really. I know that No Man's Sky didn't appeal to me, but...
No, but then that wasn't a PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, wasn't
it? It was on PC.
Oh, right.
That was just... and I dare say it might eventually come to Xbox. I think it's just Sony... Sony have created more of a buzz about that game than what the actual makers of the game did.
Yeah.
And I think it's Sony's fault that it was so overhyped that it just let everybody else down.
Yeah.
And obviously the fact that there's certain videos where the... some of the game developers and the main lead on it have said things that were going to be in the game, and it's ultimately not there, which has let it down, but it's one of the things. I can't really comment on it because I've not tried it.
So, what's is it a Slim? Is that what they've called it, a Slim?
PlayStation 4. It's PlayStation 4 Slim, but I think once they phase out the old ones, it's just going to be PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4 Slim, yeah, on it.
Not if you've already got another one. What's the point? And the same with the PlayStation 4 Pro. If you've got the standard PlayStation, you don't need it. It's only going to appeal to people that if you want the newest technology and you've gone out and you've forked out the door for however much a 4K TV is, then you're going to want your games to run in 4K so you can see the difference.
Yeah.
But if you don't have one and you haven't got it, then not. But if my PlayStation breaks and it's going to cost me a fortune to fix it, then I'm going to go for the PlayStation 4
Pro. But the prices will creep down anyway, won't they?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, you've basically got two SKUs out there which people can take the choice from, but...
If you're new you can, to PlayStation.
You can guarantee that if somebody asks for a PlayStation, you're going to... some parent or something not knowing much is going to go into the shop and they're going to see one and they're going to see the more expensive one.
Yeah.
And more often than not, they're going to buy the more expensive one.
Yeah.
So it's more money for PlayStation.
Yeah. So we'll park that there based on our, well, your thoughts, because to be fair, unless you've said, may check out the new PlayStation.
Yeah. There's not been any much.
I'm a totally new PlayStation. Yeah. I'm not really interested.
I think
you said the completely new Xbox.
I think maybe. The big thing to look out for next year is that new Xbox, because I think Microsoft have kind of been forced to make a new console because they're so far behind.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're going to try and generate...
The Xbox is so user-friendly.
Yeah, they're going to try and make a big buzz about this new one.
Selling it with the Kinect and you have the Kinect was a joke.
Yeah,
the voice functions were a joke. The menus were so hard to work.
Everything about it that was announced...
Snap on and snap off was just crap.
Yeah, everything about it was initially a joke and... That's why they backtracked on it so quickly. But the guy in charge of Xbox now, Phil Spencer's, from what I've heard in interviews and everything, he's a gamer.
Yeah.
And that's why he's dialed back the majority of what they've said, and he's just focusing on games because he knows that's what sells Xbox consoles is good games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on from that.
We're going to what the big releases that are coming out across the next couple of months on. Most of these consoles, I mean, I don't PC game anymore. I don't know whether there's any on PC that you want to highlight.
Not that I can think of.
A lot of people.
I just play Warcraft, PC, mate. Yeah, all I do is play Warcraft and Diablo.
PC games are...
It's all my PC's used for.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, have you demoed any of these new games or looked at any of these new games that are coming
out? I've looked at a few. I've not demoed any. I mean, obviously, I think the main one is Battlefield 1, but I've not been in the beta for that, so I can't comment.
Yeah, you've made your mind up that you're not going to go down that track, haven't you?
Initially, no, because I've got that many shooters out there. And speaking of releases, Destiny, Rise of Iron's out on the 25th or the 20th. I think it might be the 20th.
And is that a totally new game?
And I love Destiny. It's an add-on. It's like another Warcraft expansion.
Right.
So they've just expanded on top of the game, put more story in, put new areas in, and that'll keep people going until Destiny 2 comes out next year.
Right. And will Destiny 2 be a standalone game, or will that be?
It'll be a standalone game.
All right.
But what they've said about Destiny 2 is that in theory, you'll be able to transfer over all your characters that you've been playing with since Destiny 1.
Right. Well... Yeah, I give up on Destiny because people fly off and just complete it.
I loved it.
And do it with I like to play my multiplayer games with actual people that I know.
Yeah.
And when Destiny come out, people just flying off and thinking they had to get to a certain level. Logging on and people were like level 30, now was 12.
Yeah.
Because shift work and et cetera and buyer and et cetera just doesn't work for me. It's just sit there and play.
No, I love Destiny.
Through 30 on the first couple of levels, so... I played Battlefield 1, the beta, and I thought it was class. There was two game types, you didn't get full access to it. There was two game types. One of them was a lot like the Jakku map on
Battlefront,
where you took two markers and then you moved up and another two markers would show up and it would say it's getting bombarded. But the massive difference I was saying to MB about this game and what appeals to me is that if you are in a squad... And you're in a squad. I played it with two mates. And if you're in a squad and you've got the right build in that squad and you work together, it's an exceptional game. And that's where I thought Star Wars failed. I didn't think there was enough in Star Wars. It was literally you picked up a gun, you ran around, and the battles were good. And that Jakku was good. And then when they rolled it out onto every map, it was just a bit frayed for me, that game. It was, like I said to you, they've kind of rushed it out, didn't they? But you said it had to be out for the film, so...
Yeah, that's why it had no single-player mode in it, because they wanted it out for the film. But I think it was also boiled down a bit because it's Star Wars. and all people want to do is pick up a laser gun and shoot people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are still playing it, and they're going to bring out a new one, apparently, from what I've heard.
Yeah, next year it'll be Battlefront 2.
They might make it better, but as the massive difference in them games is, it's like Overwatch when you play on Overwatch. When we played on Overwatch last night,
Yeah, Overwatch.
And there's four of us. And we all take different builds, and it makes a massive difference. Yeah. I mean, if you've won that game as a solo player or 2 years, and it can make a difference when you're a tank and I'm a healer, but it makes a massive difference when 80% of that squad is the right build. Yeah. We were steamrolling games, you know, it was class the way we were playing.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But it makes it an exceptional game
for me. That was the appeal with Titanfall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that, because it's only six a side,
yeah,
is it matters, like me it? And you could take a point and we could hold it for God knows how long until we got swamped.
Yeah.
And it felt like you were actually contributing to the game. Whereas in certain games where, you know, you've got a lot more people in the map and everything, sometimes like some of the old Battlefield games, you just feel like
an ember. It could be a slugfest, can't it?
You're just there, yeah.
Just a slug shoot them out, isn't it? That's all it is. Where I thought, definitely on the second one, which was the smaller map, I think it was 16 players. What we played, it was fantastic. Because we did need a healer, we had a sniper, and we had artillery, you know what I mean? Which was good, and that was... We had loads of fun driving around in a Jeep truck, and I was saying to you, what's that game where we could blow buildings to the ground? Because in Battlefield 1, you can blow buildings to the ground, quite literally. And we were talking about Bad Company going back way back when on the old Xbox, I think.
Yeah. Battlefield Bad Company, I think, was the first one where you could fire holes in the side of buildings. Yeah.
And plus, you haven't got people flying through the air unless they're jumping out of a biplane, which is massive, because in Call of Duty of late, people bounding around with jetpacks and whatnot, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's not for me, that. Take me back to the old World Wars. And I think they've nailed it with it, so we'll see how it reviews, because I'm interested, Matt. I don't mind the desert side of it, but if you're talking World War II, you're talking trench warfare, aren't you? That's what I'm waiting to see.
World War One, isn't it?
World War One.
You're talking trench, I think, warfare, it'll be interesting.
Like Somme and all that type of stuff. So
flamethrowers, mustard gas bombs and everything, horses, orange
Arabia. What they are is they're a crate that you find.
All right.
So at certain bases, these crates will spawn, and then you break into this crate, and one of them was like an Iron Man suit. So this guy just walks out with this big badass machine gun and a full head to toe fucking Iron Man, like metal suit. So you can't really kill him unless you can get him from behind. But
yeah,
I've seen them. That's the same, as far as I'm aware, for the flamethrower. So it's not like you can upgrade massively. But that's it. On first impressions, they've done the right thing, because what they've said is you can have this desert map.
Yeah.
And it looks good with the horses, and you've got your tanks and your jeeps and whatnot. But we're keeping away the apple, and that's the way you're in fields and the real World War One stuff, where it should be in trenches, you know what I mean, where you've got to fight for small spaces of ground.
Yeah.
So I pre-ordered it yesterday. I know the jury's still out with you.
Well, I know me, and you know me, and you know, come release day, I'll probably have it.
Yeah,
so but it was because that's me.
I'm the same. I'm exactly the same with shooters, because I say, like, I only want one.
Yeah.
But you're never going to get rid of Overwatch, because that's a different shooter.
Yeah.
And what I did yesterday was trade in Battlefront, because I believe that Battlefield 1 is a better shooter.
Yeah.
So that was just the way that I looked upon it. But, yeah, I mean, have a look at it when it comes out. But, like you say, it's all about having the games, isn't it? So, straight from Battlefield 1, something we spoke on. None of us have played the beta, Titanfall 2. What's your thoughts on that then?
I think it's ultimately going to die a death, because it's coming out, I think, the week. It's either out the week before or the week after Battlefield. And I think more people are going to play Battlefield than what will play Titanfall.
It's purely going to call fans of the first one, isn't it?
And I think the majority of the fans of the first one are all Xbox players.
Mm-hmm.
People who have a PlayStation and don't have an Xbox or a PC haven't played Titanfall, and whether they've gone to check out the beta or not, I don't know, but I've heard very good things about it.
Yeah.
From reading up on IGN, because I'm always on there, and reading up what some of their reviewers' thoughts are on the game from playing it and everything. It's previewed really well, but I just think ultimately the decision to bring them out within a week of each other is stupid.
Yeah.
The same as the decision to release, I think it was Tomb Raider last year, the same day as Fallout 4. It was just stupid because it killed Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's not a type of thing that many people will think of, but more people would spend the money if we haven't got, gamers haven't got cash just to throw at things. But no. If you've got two games coming out in the same day, Tomb Raider and Fallout 4, I think people will be more drawn to Fallout 4 than Tomb Raider.
It's got a better name. I didn't realise how good Tomb Raider was until it was a free game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's right, isn't it?
The reboot of Tomb Raider was brilliant.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be the same with Titanfall. I think more people will go for Battlefield.
Well, what I'll say on Titanfall. That is that the two that we play Overwatch with, they played the beta of Titanfall. And when we played Battlefield 1, one of the comments that was made was, Titanfall 2 is miles better than this.
Right.
And we were playing on the bigger map, but they didn't quite get it. But the thing is, they have not played Titanfall before.
Mm.
And when I spoke to one of them, I said, what's that comment all about? He said, it's because Titanfall is totally different. Smaller people, you're on a smaller scale, and you've got the Titans. And
yeah.
I can see why people looking at Titanfall now will be thinking, it is something completely different with the mechs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I do genuinely hope it does all right, because I do like Titanfall.
I know they've added a lot of different mechs this time. I think there's more than just the standard three that we got in the original game. But I think it's also kind of like a rock, paper, scissors thing, where one Titan counters the other.
That's good,
counters the other, counters the other.
Yeah.
And that sounds quite interesting. There's one of the game modes as well, which sounds absolutely fantastic. And it's like a bounty thing where you're killing people for money.
Then
every so often, an ATM opens up where you've got to deposit your money in. So you've got two ATMs on the map, and you only get money by killing people, and you can steal each person you kill. So you imagine them two ATMs open up, then everybody's going
to
go
to them,
which other, and it's just going to cause chaos. Yeah. Because people
that's
are just
kind
going
of to try to do in the
knacking
division,
each other. Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
The division apparently is fucked.
I think the division might be one that I trade in. Might even trade it in towards Battlefield, you never know.
Yeah, I've learned only bad. We'll talk a bit about that in a bit, because
yeah.
I was reading something yesterday or the day before about this new update being absolutely garbage and full of bugs. And
I think it's supposed to be...
can't connect.
I had troubles when I came back off holiday trying to connect to it, but like you said, we'll get into that in a minute.
Dear oh dear. So yeah, Titanfall, want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, definitely.
One from
I think, especially based on the first Titanfall, the price came down on it really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And the same could happen here, because if it doesn't sell, they're going to drop the price to try and get it to sell. And it's not on the Xbox One or the PC EA Access.
Yeah.
Whereas normally your EA published games, they'll come out like for like a 10-hour trial.
Yeah.
To try it, and
especially
it's
on
not
the
getting
Xbox,
put on
they
there.
Should drive that, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
You don't get it, but it's on the PS4, you have to get.
No, it's not on the PS4, it's just on the Xbox and PC. PlayStation wouldn't have it on their console.
So, yeah, from our point of view, Battlefield 1 is I've pre-ordered it, so it's a default Battlefield 1 for you.
No, still out. Yeah, the jury's still out. I'm getting slowly persuaded over.
Titanfall, want to keep an eye on both
keep
sides
an eye
of
on it. I think mainly if it drops by Christmas, then get it.
Yeah.
Because if it drops, I think it's going to drop to about £20.
Right.
And £20 for a Titanfall game is class.
Yeah. So we'll move on to your absolute favourite. I played the beta. I give my thoughts on the beta. There's three different types of games every year that I would like to get, and that's a shooter, a multiplayer game where we crack on, which normally falls in with a shooter, but we've tried all sorts, never win, DC Online, Diablo, we've tried the lot, and a decent sports game, preferably, we'll talk about one that turns out to be a must-buy, because it actually was the best first game on the next-gen consoles by a fucking mile.
Yeah.
And the next one, obviously, is a football game, like I'm a big football fan, and I'd like a new football game every year. So there's the two. I've downloaded the Pro Evolution Soccer demo and the FIFA beta.
All right.
They invited me to the FIFA beta to try out Ultimate Team. So I played that, and within, I think, the last 4 days, they sent sort of, they were throwing cards at you and coins, and you were playing the market, and it was shit. I went off Ultimate Team. The best thing when Ultimate Team came out was that Euro game they brought out that we used to play, where you actually couldn't win the games by playing the competition.
The Champions League one. Yeah, the amount of money I spent on that game in one night, I think I was playing it with you. I think I just whacked my Visa card in the Xbox 360 and had at it.
Yeah.
And just to fill me Panini sticker book.
Have you got Thierry Henry up front? But anyway, that was when it was good. Yeah?
Yeah.
So after that, it becomes a cash cow for a year. And it's shite. You can have as many good players as you want, and you'll play with fucking, I don't know, Messi. And I've never had Messi on the game, by the way, but people do.
Yeah.
And you will play against a Messi, and you'll find that your Colo Touré burns Messi off. And it's like, nah, come on, what's going on here? And that the engine on it is absolutely awful. The feedback.
It's a Frostbite engine, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, graphics-wise, it looks great. It plays nice. I'm talking about the actual engine that drives it, where if I'm playing you with Messi and Ronaldo, I don't expect to maybe, if I was better of a player, scrape a draw against you, because at the back I've got Mertesacker and Colo Touré.
You always beat me anyway, so it doesn't make no difference.
Well, 0-0 draws, innit? Big booze all round. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. You can build a world-class team on Ultimate Team, and to me, after 7 games, what it feels like is laboured.
Yeah.
And I think it's on purpose for you to then think, I'm going back into the transfer market, I'll stick another 15 quid on my card, and I'll open up a few more packs. It's always been the same.
Yeah.
And I stopped with the Ultimate Team 2 seasons ago. But what they did was they opened up the beta to give you access to, apparently, the full game. So the career mode was in there. So my major, absolute fucking flaw with this FIFA game is that career mode is ludicrously easy. So I said to another guy that plays FIFA, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this career mode off. You don't get the perks that you get with using you. There's a catalogue for anyone that's played FIFA. I know you've stayed away from it for a few years. There's a catalogue where every time you play a game, make a transfer, do a feat, whatever, you get points. And you can use and unlock perks from this catalogue, so you can get new kits, you can get new balls, new boots.
Right.
But you can also get Tycoon Takeover, Future Rising Star. So when you unlock it, when you start your career mode, you get Tycoon Takeover, which gives you 70 million instead of 25.
Mm.
So you can't have that in the beta. It's not there. The catalogue's not open to be used. So what I thought I'd do is I'll see how realistic this is, starting with Liverpool, see who I can buy. Hopefully, you know, Liverpool can't buy anyone apart from Southampton players. That's the way of the world. We just buy from Southampton. We live in Southampton. And by the window closed, I sent you mate this picture. I had Royce on the left, Griezmann up front. Moutinho in midfield, a brand new centre-half. I think it was Marquinhos in centre-half. And it was like, right, I'm done. That's it. I'm not getting it.
It's too unrealistic, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy, man. Honestly, it is crazy.
I know it's a game.
Not only would these players turn around. Why can't they make it so players say, you know, in the Champions League, I'm not joining you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is mental. And we'll come back to this when we talk about NBA, because what they've done is they've looked at NBA this year. And I say they give you the full game. They don't give you the full game because this part of it, what they're shotting around Facebook and all over now, is this career mode where you start off as a young kid.
Yeah.
And you try and break what they make it look like. Wait, are you team.
Are you start off with a dedicated team?
I don't know whether you can choose. I don't know. Because on NBA 2K, it does show you being as a dedicated team. It's at the Sonics or something, but I played the prelude to that and I played the other seasons. And it doesn't say you start at the Sonics. How you go through college dictates where you are in the draft, which dictates what sort of team you end up at. So I don't know. This is what I'm saying, that it's either going to be shit which I 75% think it's going to be, because they've leaked nothing at all about it.
Yeah.
They've not put any gameplay out for it. It's just been a trailer saying it's shown in game footage.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's going to be shit. Or I might be totally surprised, but it'll be the only mod that saves FIFA again this year, because I'm sick to death, like I put in the feedback, of you running back on goal and one of your players tripping over another one of your players, which is, I mean, come on, that's God standard bog shit fucking AI, that.
It's the same game every year.
Yeah, I know.
FIFA is the same game every year.
And it's the first time here where I just like a game like FIFA that if you're not about, or you say I'll be on in half an hour, and just stick it on for half an hour, play a couple of games and come back off it.
The thing is, all right, let's look back. Let's go back in time to them heady days 7 years ago when the Xbox 360 was out. And we used to hammer it.
Yeah.
FIFA 12.
Yeah.
And we'd always be on it, playing each other. And you never got bored of it.
No.
Never, ever got bored of it. Yeah, those are the games to play. And we'd play other games, but football was our big priority.
Yeah.
And we used to hammer it. And then...
Because you used to get good games, just, didn't you? Yeah. Used to be entertained. Used to be play. Used to play. That's where
you used to look forward to the new FIFA coming out. And I just completely lost it because it was just started to bore me.
I can't comment on what PES have done, because last year they reintroduced the fact that you could download the files that changed all the kits and the names and whatnot.
And I'm like Man Red and Man Blue.
Merseyside Red.
Yorkshire Orange.
So you could do all that last year, but it was still a bit of a flawed game. It's a lot more arcadey. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is, PES.
I think that's why it's a bit more appealing, because it's arcadey.
Yeah. But what you know, one's going to buy PES on day of release, because you know, come Christmas, it's 18 quid.
Yeah, exactly. It goes on sale immediately.
Straight away, I'm going to say on the PES is one definitely want to watch, because all you're watching for is a price drop.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And this year, I got FIFA on the price drop. I think it dropped to 18 quid on the PlayStation Store. So, yet again, that. I won't be getting a FIFA on day release.
Yeah.
That's the second year in a trot. Now I was an absolute FIFA buff. I used to buy it every single year. So, it's just not good enough. I mean, the presentation, come on, man. We'll move on to NBA, and you've got Shaq, and you've got the full presentation team, and you've got courtside commentators, and you've got to be able to shop that into a football game somewhere.
I think the thing with a football game is, and EA do it on the other games, is they have that TV style commentary thing, and you never seem to get it with FIFA. I don't know why.
It seems like they shot a lot because in Madden.
Yeah.
And I don't know, why does Madden sell better than FIFA? You wouldn't think so, would you?
I don't think it does, no. I think Madden's obviously bigger in America, I think, than what FIFA is, but still, FIFA sells worldwide. I don't know, Madden does as well, but it'd be interesting to see the numbers between all three.
Yeah.
Between like the football, the NFL and the hockey.
Yeah.
To see how well they sell, but I don't know. I can't understand it. I think if they added that presentation to it, it would give the game a lot more. It would make it so different.
I don't even think they're bothering with an NBA game this year. I've not seen one.
I don't think they did one last year.
They did.
Oh, did they do it last year?
They rolled it out where you could play the online part of it for free.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's still absolutely flopped. You know what I mean?
They're an absolute joke, them things.
Yeah, it's still completely flopped.
I don't know why. The biggest thing I miss is the 2K hockey and the 2K American football, because they were brilliant.
2K seem like they throw everything at these things. Yes. We'll go on. FIFA is a definite no-go. So I know before even that.
Two-word review of FIFA from me is fuck FIFA. There you go. That's all you're going to get.
And the PES one, if it plays well, and I'll have a look at the demo and stuff, but it will definitely be a price drop game, without a doubt, a price drop game. NBA 2K17, played the prelude. Oh my god, it's unbelievable. Like, it starts off, you're the young kid with a hip fucking nickname, as per. But it has, you start at college, and they've added, I mean, the crowds in it and the grounds. If you watch the NBA now, they've got these holographs that print onto the, when they start, before they start the game, they've got these holographs that, like, holograms that print onto the court.
All right.
Looks like the court's disappearing and things are coming through.
Oh, yeah, they did that, the Super Bowl and things like that. They do. So,
2K brought that into the game. So when you were playing, I started and chose to go to Spartans for my college team. You can literally only play 4 or 5 games in this prelude.
Right.
It's a draft game. At the end, it tells you what it does after every game based on how you play. It says where you are in the draft. So that, I presume, when you go into the full game, it's where you are in the draft will base what team you can go to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you're playing at the college games, the difference between the college games and the NB games is obviously they've got the brass bands going on when they're all there.
Yeah.
Although one looked like it was playing the cornetto with its nose.
Do they still have the dodgy cheerleaders?
No, I didn't see them, so I don't know whether the drop or the mascots are there, but the college mascots are there.
Some of the dodgy cheerleaders then, I think it was Memphis. 15, when they were first, Brian, yeah, they were 15, yeah. were fucking ugly.
Yeah, but the presentation of it is unbelievable. Like, you can physically, you don't find yourself wanting to skip through,
yeah,
because it adds to the full thing of the game. And then when you go, a bit of a spoiler, because when you go through it, it'll say pre-order, as it does at the end of the prelude. Do you want to pre-order it? And you can dismiss it, and it gives you another 2 games. One's a final college game, I think. Oh no, it gives you one more game, and when you click through, the phone goes, and it's the actual guy who runs Team USA.
Nice.
So, look, we take a college guy every time. I want you to come and play for Team USA. So the final game is you playing for Team USA.
Oh, cool.
You don't get like a full run out, but you come off the bench and stuff, and you're playing with all the main stars, you know what I mean? But it doesn't ever fail to be good. They've changed the shooting.
Right.
Of last year. So you have to do something, otherwise it's exactly the same.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah. But
because I like 14 shooting and I like last year's shooting.
What was 14?
14 was just
14 when it goes round and you stop it at the top.
Nah. 14 was just it just flashed.
Remember
around your feet as you got to the optimal thing and it just felt class. And then I think last year's was sort of similar, but last year's was a round thing as well.
Yeah.
But it just felt a lot more
fluid. It opens up when you're in your good positions, doesn't it? So
last year's felt a lot more fluid. I didn't like 15s at all.
Yeah.
I don't know why,
I don't think they ever fail 2K.
No, they're brilliant.
Apart from on the wrestling.
The presentation's brilliant. Yeah, I know, but the wrestling looks so good.
The wrestling looks class.
Have you seen the gameplay trailer for the new one? I know, but the wrestling commentary is atrocious anyway.
I know, but like, I'm watching it and all I comment on every single video is the commentary is awful. It's awful.
It's always the same.
I've had to turn it off.
It's always the same. Always. But the graphics and the gameplay is so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. The one that we had was good.
Yeah, the showcase was brilliant.
If you could have come in, the showcase was.
But that's the only thing I haven't seen so far from this gameplay is the showcase.
It's Goldberg, but, isn't it?
I don't know. It might be. But some of the stuff you can do, it's got them brawling behind the scenes and everything.
Yeah.
And throwing them through fucking walls and shit. Yeah. It looks class.
Yeah.
Give me a bit of that.
I actually physically got bored of watching the roster video. It goes on for about 35 minutes.
Yeah, they did it every week, didn't they?
Mental, yeah. And they just brought the end one out and I watched it and I'm thinking, I can't keep watching this one. Just going on forever. So I'd say that one is another one to keep an eye on, maybe on a price drop.
It's that's always one that drops in price. Well, wrestling games always have them. Always.
What I expected from the last one, which put a dampener on it for me, and I played through the showcase was absolutely fantastic. One of the best games modes I've played on the last
year. Yeah, it was WWE. Brilliant. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, it was class. It just brought back memories, didn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Our age. And then I expected that in career mode I could come into your game. We that's what we thought, didn't we?
Yeah, it didn't happen, did it?
Didn't happen, you couldn't do it.
But we thought that was the first Watch Dogs as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was the same thing with the first Watch Dogs, and it was diabolical.
Yeah. But it would have been fantastic if you were logged on, battling away, and I come running out that curtain.
Yeah, and just knocked me.
So, well, it's one to keep an eye on, the WWE 2K. It's one we always keep an eye on, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had it for that long. They've only had the third one they've done?
Yeah. It's a beauty game. I even like the way that it played last year. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I think they've got the controls and everything down, but yeah, commentary is shit. It always has been in them though.
Which is mental when you look at NBA and how good it is, because it's like watching the bloody telly.
You would even say FIFA's commentary is better than it.
Oh,
and that's saying something.
Yeah. So there's a couple more to touch on. Last Guardian, you mentioned, I know nothing about.
Yeah, probably
because it was released with RoboCop on the Spectrum, apparently.
Last Guardian's the next team by... Oh, God. The next game by... What's the team called? Fuck the team. Nobody cares. But it's by the people that did Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, which universally some of the best games on the PlayStation 2.
Jesus right? Christ. That's how long ago it is. Making it.
Yeah. And people love these games. Now, me, I wasn't really a big fan of Ico, but really enjoyed Shadow of the Colossus. And this was the next one, and it's been Sean and Sean and Sean and Sean and Sean and...
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. But
I think I heard of it when I was playing on Touch. It was on the Amiga.
It was Sean when the PlayStation 3 was launched. That's when it was Sean.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty much been bounced about all over. And then they come to it, right, it's going to be out this year, definitely. It's going to be out October. Now it's being pushed back to December. And the thing is, that's your like PlayStation release for this year. You've had Uncharted, and now you've got this.
Yeah. So is it coming out this year?
December, apparently. December, I don't know. I can't comment on these things, but December. I mean, it's one of the... If you're into Japanese games, as quite a lot of PlayStation people are, then you're going to enjoy it. I'm intrigued by it, just for the fact that it's been pushed about for that long.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not a definite buy. Probably one if it gets reduced or something, and see how the reviews go. Because it's either going to be brilliant or it's going to get absolutely fucking panned.
Yeah.
Because it's 10, 11 years in the making.
I can see it only being panned, otherwise it would be ready.
Well, it's one of them, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
The thing is, you push these games back, and you know the more you push them back, essentially, the better they get. But in the time that this has come out, Uncharted, like Naughty Dog, have made 4 Uncharted games on The Last of Us. So yeah. That says everything.
Yeah.
Because they are quality games.
Yeah. So I don't. It's news to me. I've heard the name. I've never seen anything about it.
But it's got
to
be Bear Dog in it. So what can go wrong?
Yeah.
You know, Bear Dog for the win.
So another one that we've played, I think, and we were on about. We're looking at. I still need to get it picked up. The online version of it is the remake of Skyrim.
Oh yeah.
Does it interest you getting on to Skyrim? Or?
It does. Yeah, I've got Skyrim on the PC through Steam, and essentially I can download a mod to put textures in it. It's gonna bump up on the PlayStation 4, but I just think playing it with the controller is so much better than playing it with a mouse and keyboard. But yeah, I don't think I'd pay full price for it.
Not when you've already played it.
Not when it's... Well, depending on what price it comes out at. I've not really looked at what the pre-orders are. Maybe about 30 quid. 30 quid's alright.
Yeah.
Because you're getting a game that's 200-300 hours long.
Yeah.
Essentially, and you're getting all the DLC for it. Now, the big thing about this is, with Fallout 4, Bethesda announced that they're putting all the mods that you can get through the PC on the consoles.
I thought they'd now said they're not going to do that.
Well, they're doing it on the Xbox, but PlayStation have knocked them back.
Ah.
Which, coming after this PlayStation event, is this Sony starting to fuck up again?
Yeah.
Because they did it with the PlayStation 3. Now, the thing is, if you have a good cycle in your consoles, generally your next cycle is shit.
Yeah.
And that's been proven by Xbox with the 360, because the 360 was sold better to begin with than what the PlayStation 3 did, because the PlayStation 3 was higher priced.
Yeah.
And Sony were just being dicks about everything. And then Xbox fucked up this generation. And now, is this Sony, now they're miles ahead, just trying to veer off and do what they want and not what the gamers want, because the gamers want mods.
Well, I've just had a quick glimpse there while you're chuntering on, and it's showing up as from Game, which is probably high-end price.
Game will be high-end. I think on Amazon it's 30 quid.
Yeah, which isn't bad, is it really, for Game, with all the extras.
Especially Skyrim's class, but it's another example of, it's a game that was made on the PS3, or the PS3 era, and it looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And the games look exactly the same now, so
you know, like, it's the argument for these generations of consoles and things.
If they took it away and opened it up so you could mooch around as two people, it'd be class.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
That's what I'd like to
do. You'd have great fun.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
But yeah, I think Skyrim, it's one that interests me because I like that type of game.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, so I think that pretty much wraps up the games. There is more out there, but...
Yeah, there's you know gone forever, can't
what
you?
Platforms to catch us on if you've got any thoughts or
yeah.
want to talk about anything. And if you're interested, you come across this and you think, yeah, I like gaming, and you play on the PS4, hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, and we'll shot across our gaming tags. You're more than welcome to come and have a mooch around a few of these games with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just add us.
Yeah, because we're all about the multiplayer.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
Overwatch for the win.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Overwatch.
To wrap that up, it's the PS4. Let's stay away from all these new releases of PS4, fat, thin, and big and new.
Yeah, don't bother with them.
Let's ride them out.
Unless you're interested in 4K. If you're interested in 4K, then get the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yeah. Highlights on the game front, NBA 2K17 from my point of view, Battlefield 1 from your point of view.
Fuck FIFA.
Your main one keeping an eye on is it Battlefield 1? How about that one? We haven't even mentioned Call of Duty, but we're sick to fucking death of it, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm sick of Call of Duty. Yeah. Don't even get me started on Call of Duty.
No.
No. Yeah, I'll probably say Battlefield. I don't mind the basketball every now and then. Last Guardian, yeah. I'd like to see what it's like, and I'd like to say I'm going to buy it day one, but I probably won't. Because I've got dolls to pay for.
Yeah. So let's move on to dolls.
Let's move on to dolls.
So the big thing that has come out over the last week or so, a couple of weeks since we done the last Loopcast, was that Hot Toys hosted the Batman 100% Hot Toys exhibition.
Yeah.
Where people's pants fell off. And now everyone's just scrambling about. Can we tell you a story about this, right? I'll tell you a story about this. This is where Hot Toys...
Now, this is a story all about how the Hot Toys turned right upside down and blah, 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 blah.
1966 Batman. How much do we love it?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah?
If you haven't seen the video, go and watch the video.
Yeah, but we're going to revisit it, right? But these figures are absolutely flawless.
Yeah.
Like, flawless.
Yeah.
And then people are knocking them out for 75 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can buy it. I got a deal on the pair, so it worked out even less, right? All of a sudden, this comes, I'm thinking, on the back of Hot Toys teasing many moons ago the Batmobile from the 1966 series, which looked absolutely amazing. And then people said, well, they haven't sold enough of the 1966 series. I don't think we're going to do the Batmobile. I'm getting rid of my figures. They're a joke, blah, blah, blah. And people like me benefited from that because I'm picking them up for next to now. And they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Hot Toys hosts this 100% Batman exhibition with the other figures we'll talk about. And in there, they sneak drop the Joker from the 1966 series.
Yeah, complete with Tash.
And now, at least once a day, I see a post for, has anybody got these for sale?
Batman and I've seen them as well. I don't even troll the site as much as you do, and I've seen it.
Has anybody got these for sale?
Yeah.
Now, people are going to be selling these off a year or so ago, brand new, don't want them anymore, and buying them back for more.
Yeah.
Because it looks like, from what Hot Toys displayed, if you haven't seen it, get on Facebook, look even on YouTube if you search the Hot Toys 100% Batman exhibition. But on Facebook, if you go on the Hot Toys page, have a look at it, the actual diorama setup that they've done for the 1989 Batman was unbelievable.
Oh, gotcha.
And they showed off stuff from the 1966, and in there was obviously this Joker. But the rumour is re-releases.
Well, that's what you would think, wouldn't you, from the pictures? Because if they're going to put out this Joker, which is obviously a new product, and you're putting the Batman with it, plus there was a Batcave set up in there as well, with loads of different suits in the background and the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Then you would assume...
The Batboat was in there?
Yeah, the Batboat, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Batboat.
The thing is, they can spoon feed you stuff and Hot Toys. From a personal point of view, if I can list my figures to tomorrow and charge what they would be full price, so people now want to buy these and people are swapping them about for 170 quid each, right? Why would Hot Toys not re-release them?
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? it would be daft for Hot Toys not. Why would they let me dictate the market? Why wouldn't they just come in and say, we're re-releasing these figures, they're £150 each, go out and buy them.
Yeah, well, we actually had someone on one of the groups that we were on, didn't we, after we'd done the review of the Batman and Robin figures, turn around and said I was going to sell them.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I've seen your review and you love them. And they're just class.
It's you don't buy stuff you don't like. 1966
Batman and Robin, what's not to like?
You do not buy stuff that you don't like. No, I don't know how you can go off stuff.
No, they're brilliant. That season of Romero Joker is...
Yeah.
Now, they've got to do Penguin.
So
they have to do Penguin. They have to do Riddler. They'll be class.
We will put like a montage of what we've spoke about on the Loopcast via the Twitter and the Instagram pages.
Yeah.
With a picture on there. So you'll at least get to see a picture of this Joker. But, I mean, the 1989 Batman that they showed off, again, they had the Batmobile in there, didn't they?
Yeah. But
they also had Joker's helicopter, which, oh my God, it just looked unbelievable. It's just Batman stood next to the Batmobile, looking over at Axis Chemicals, with his Joker 1/6 scale helicopter on, with a balloon from the parade.
Yeah.
The Jack Nicholson Joker's there, which, if you haven't seen the Loop Troop video on the Jack Nicholson Joker... Pause this, go and watch it, and come back. And Bob the Goon.
You need Bob the Goon. If you've got Joker, you need Bob the Goon.
Like, just bring Bob the Goon out already.
Yeah.
It's Bob the Goon.
Just give me a 1/6 scale Bob the Goon right now.
But honestly, we can only talk about these. That them two lines, personally speaking, from man's point of view, and what we lived throughout.
They're class.
They were just... You know, we're gutted we can't get the Ghostbusters because they've done it all wrong.
Yeah. In our opinions, they've done it wrong, but they've still sent about the hot toys everywhere.
Yeah. People moan about the hot toys and the way that they do things. But when you look at it from a realistic point of view, it's perfect, really.
Because
you can just keep building a collection across a period of 5 years and never really... find yourself having to look at £800 for four Ghostbusters all in a one shot.
Yeah. I mean, you look at that, what I've done with the Star Wars The Force Awakens figures, they released a few within like a succession of a couple of months where...
You must have had the Kylo now a while though, haven't you?
I've had the Kylo since January.
Yeah.
So I've had like Kylo, plus since then you've had some of the Stormtroopers come out, Finn's came out, what's her name? Dick Face, Captain Phasma.
Oh, yeah.
She's come out. But I didn't opt on them because initially I thought, you know, you're going to get Luke Skywalker somewhere.
Yeah.
And you are going to get Luke Skywalker.
He's being teased, hasn't he?
Yeah. And now we're in what? September.
Yeah.
And now my Rey's been shipped out, finally.
Oh, good man. I can't wait. BB-8. But that buyer's guide, I'll dip a bit more into that.
Yep.
If you go on there, it's obviously all the Batman stuff from Batman vs. Superman. We've just done the Armored Batman.
Yeah.
We will be doing the normal Batman.
We've got all the Batman.
Yeah. It's going to be a normal one to watch.
We've obviously done the Armored one. You've got the Nightmare one.
You can get on our channel now and look at the Suicide Squad Funko.
Hot Toys Cosbabies.
Which are worth a look if you're into that type of thing.
They're really good, actually.
But the 1989 stuff and the 1966 stuff is definitely one to keep an eye on. Talk of re-releasing the Superman Fortress of Solitude.
Well, yeah, it's one of them again. They've put it in the pictures next to all the others. So, you know...
Well, there's got to be a new Batman coming out because when you look at the pictures of the Joker, what they re-released with, he's got the backpack on.
Yeah.
With the gun. There's obviously a normal Batman and Robin that we've got in the video you can see on YouTube and also on display.
Yeah.
There's another, like a lighter coloured Batman. Yeah. So I don't know. My hoping is that they release a Penguin and a Riddler and a Catwoman.
They've got to do the main ones.
Penguin would be class, wouldn't it?
Penguin would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah. So you would think they have the right to that, but fair play for just drip feeding this type of thing, because I would wait for them to say, right, look, bang, there's another fucking four. Dig deep, fellas.
Yes,
and all of a sudden you're working over like a maniac.
And it's timed in nicely with the Atrigo release of the new card that they're doing.
I know, that looks class, doesn't it?
With Adam Webb. The only thing is, you watch the trailer, sound old.
I know.
That's the only, it's still out.
But I'm glad they've used them, though.
Yeah, it's still the Batman and Robin that we know, but old man Batman and Robin.
Yeah, but get on Facebook, have a look at it.
Yeah.
See what you think about it.
It's well worth having a look at.
It's the main thing that's happened within the last 2 weeks since we last spoke about what come out of San Diego.
Yeah,
so definitely. That's the new additions for that. Then moving on, a lot we get asked, and it's a lot we found, is quite possibly like the buyer's guide to
where do you
start with this thing. And it's when you start, especially, we're going to have to obviously talk from a UK perspective, because if you're in the US and you're listening to this, or if you're in Hong Kong and you're listening to this, then you know where you're going to get your figures from. You don't have to go through the chew that us in Europe have to do with import duty and whatnot.
Yeah.
And when we started this absolute mad hobby, we kind of had one option, and that was the option of Sideshow, which at the time was really appealing. I thought Sideshow, when we first started it with the Spooktacular and the way you could pay, and especially when you got it direct, if you waited on a pre-order and it come direct from Hong Kong, the import duty was next to now £16 or something, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we decided to boot Europe in the balls, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon and charges me and MB a fortune for it.
Even before I was fucking...
So we'll go through a few options that you can take. So Sideshow is there. If you want to have a look at Sideshow, have a look. But
it's always a good option, because you've got your monthly payments, and if you can get your pre-orders in early enough, then it's all right, but you're going to get stung with a fucking hefty import thing.
Yeah.
Now...
And I'd rather give that to a website... then give it to UPS or FedEx. I really would, honestly, I would. Because you can go on the websites and you pay more for it. You know what I mean? But you're paying it to somebody else. It just killed me getting that letter where they're charging you £40 for a shoebox-sized delivery.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So on the grand scale of things, honestly, right now, based on the two we've had with Ray... No feedback through. I mean, Ultron is over a year. I know it was put back, and I know it was. I think it was due out about 4 or 5 months ago. I know that's no fault of Sideshow's, but surely they're in a position to say to Hot Toys, look, we've had people waiting on this. You've got to give us first refusal to try and meet orders. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so definitely.
As far as I'm concerned with Sideshow now, it would quite possibly... And I know, by looking at stuff now, it's probably my last port of call.
Yeah.
Because I thought the social media aspect of Sideshow was fantastic. Spooktacular. The reward system is fantastic. The designated account care that you had at the start when I've done it. I remember as soon as I started, they sent me a voucher for 50% off Hot Toys. It was constant vouchers throughout. $30 off, $25 off, $40 off. The Spooktacular came along where we were picking up $80 each, which is a massive amount.
Yeah, that was class, actually. Because that's really important,
everything off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, that side of it kind of dragged Sideshow right up. And I know the interaction we had on Twitter, obviously winning a competition for starters, was mega. And you don't really see that anymore. And that's the only thing I have... firing through my Twitter is when these guys post. You're looking at it now, and it's relatively... Yeah. It's either you go through Sideshow Live, which is fucking just riddled with trouble, because like any live broadcast, oh, we've lost that, we can't read what the messages we're getting, if we're getting a breakup, it's falling out, we can't do this, blah, 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 and that's how it is.
Mm.
So right now, for me, if you're thinking of collecting, take a look at Sideshow, over what they offer. I think they are based more on statues that they do themselves.
Yeah.
But take a look at it, because there is Hot Toys in there. It is an option for people in the UK and Europe. But it's high-end. It's an high-end option.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's the import charges which put people off. And it'll be interesting to see, because looking at the beginning of the year when I got Superman, Man of Steel, excuse me, and General Zod.
Yeah.
From Australia, from
Pop Culture.
Pop Culture, that's
all. I want to have a look at Pop Culture. We are going to do this as a video on YouTube, so
yeah,
if you jot them down, because obviously the way Pop Culture is slightly spelled different as you would think it was, but
yeah,
there will be links in the video that we do.
Yeah, and I got them both shipped at the same time, and the import charge for them was £40.
Yeah.
Which, £20 a figure. Not bad.
I'm happy with that.
Next figure after that was Kylo Ren. I think they paid about £30 import charge on him.
Yeah.
Not bad. Next one after that was Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And that was £53.
When was that?
That was March. Yeah. March, May.
Yeah.
Round about between March and I think it was May actually. Yeah, because it was just after my birthday. And that was £53.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what is that all about?
And that's even before the Brexit.
Yeah, what is that
so all about? So what the hell am I going to get charged now for Rain BB-8s?
To just make it up, man.
Has been an absolute knack on waiting for, because Sideshow sent me an email saying that it was going to come out on the 30th of August. Transaction was going to be processed and shipped out. And it only got done 4 days ago.
Yeah. So right now we are on the best of terms with Sideshow. If you think we're starting up, give them a look. But listen to the other options that we're going to provide right now.
Yeah.
And we'll save probably the best till last.
And rewards is a good thing with Sideshow as well. Yeah. You get some good rewards, but you can get that on other sites as well.
The one you've used in the UK for the Batman.
Batman is coolcoded.
Yeah.
.com.
So that's coated,
yeah.
As in.
Coated, yeah. Cool, coated, all one word.
Going by the looks of it. .com. Do you pay in payments on that, can you?
No.
You don't? You just
I didn't get an option for payments for it. It was just a one-off payment done. An email through virtually within about 10 minutes to say that they took the order, but obviously they weren't getting the product in until, they weren't expecting it until October.
Yeah.
So it'd be shipped out then. And then also offering me a companion piece to go with it, which was
the Supes.
BBS Superman. But yeah. I already have a Man of Steel, so
yeah,
I didn't really want it. But
at least straight away,
it was a nice interaction. And yeah, it seems like, I think from looking into the website, it's a guy who's like us that started it up, because he was sick of paying these hefty prices for things, so he set it up and he's got a few people helping him. And from the pictures they seem to send out on Facebook, because it looks like the link to people's Facebooks when they've got their orders coming through, and they're showing pictures of them packing it.
Yeah.
And everything looks well packed. So,
oh yeah, it looks excellent. Yeah. I mean, you were away when we were looking at this, weren't you? You were saying like, I want.
Yeah, I was actually on holiday, and that's where I got
the pre-order from. Someone put it on Facebook, one of the groups. I mean, we can only say, if you're going to get into it, that Facebook, personally, for me now, is a joke as far as like people just shouting crap on there. But
yeah,
as far as 1/6 scale collectors go, it's class.
Yeah, get into the groups and try and make friends with some people, because they'll put you everywhere
else. That's a hell of a lot of friendly people.
MB's been, you know, my hook into everything, and he's on that got me into the crazy thing, this crazy collection game. But you know, he was the one that shot me in the groups, and you know, I've seen some great people in there, and I love looking at people's collections when they're throwing pictures and everything of whatever they do, and they'll genuinely help you out. You'll either find that there's two types of people in groups. They're either absolutely brilliant or they're absolute cunts.
Yeah.
And you'll generally know if they are, because people will warn you off them straight away.
And your best thing with this is, when you're in these groups, they have sell pages, and if you're a collector like us, you put your because we review them, lots of people don't. You put them on your shelf, you leave them there. You don't do that with them. Man, I've never been. We have a look, quick look at them now and then, and
We play a fight every now and then. Yeah, we get them down. And
you're buying them from collectors that look after these figures, so you're getting excellent figures at really good prices that you can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
eBay, stay away from eBay. Do not start off collecting on eBay unless you want custom bodies or custom heads or something like that. But there's other options for that as well. So don't even go down the route of looking at eBay, because if you get in the right groups, you will get what you need from there without the charges. Well, we'll talk about, hopefully we'll get our hands on the 89 Batmobile. And when we look at the price difference between eBay and this, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. The same with the Joker.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they're just having people's eyes on. But look at the groups. If you need the, if you need any sort of more guidance with the groups on Facebook, hit us up on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll give you directly links to the group, including, if you need, if need be, invites.
Yeah. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. At Mootroop. We've already had people reach out to us for certain things. We get loads of interaction on Instagram, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You have a few people messaging us on Twitter, and we'll help people as much as we can, because we're enthusiasts as much as you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're happy to help, and we're happy to have a chat with people about anything.
Yeah. So, US, option to the UK and Europe is Sideshow. Australia, option to the UK and Europe is Pop Culture. Keep an eye on the sales. That's one to definitely keep an eye on the sales.
Pop Culture, I mean, you got Winter Soldier for a crazy price on there, didn't you?
A Falcon it was.
Was it Falcon? Yeah, Falcon.
Falcon was the same sort of price as what you paid for Superman.
Yeah, and Superman was 60 quid.
Yeah.
And Zod was mental. Zod was 75. And it's peanuts for these figures, because they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Zod is the best figure in my collection.
It's unreal.
Granted, the collection's not very big. But
it's getting there now, though.
It's class. Oh, it's going to get bigger. It's all your fault.
Pop Culture, spelled differently, we'll get a link out there. Yeah. Sideshow, you can't miss it. If you go on Facebook, it's on there. Check out Hot Toys on Facebook. That'll give you a link to everything that's coming out. All these shows that they do, they always tease something new. If you need information on what groups to join on Facebook, and honestly, you'll find that it's the same core of people that run these groups.
Yeah.
And there's groups that don't do so much selling, can get a bit racy, but the advice and help we'll give you is beyond belief.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So just give us a shout on any of the platforms that we've listed previously. The next one, there's a few. 1-6 kit I've looked at, which is all obviously the same. These are all through Facebook. And TNS was one that I've sat in for ages. And
TNS really, is a big one at the minute, isn't it?
Well, TNS for me now is Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
Head and Shoulders above anything. As long as you get in when the pre-order's open.
Yeah.
Because if you get in when the pre-order's open, you're laughing. Unfortunately, we thought Batman was going to be fucking garbage because of the re-release, the first release picture that they brought. And we missed the pre-order on TNS. Yeah. And it's just the risk you take, isn't it?
Well, yeah, definitely.
But on TNS, it not only do they take all the Hot Toy stuff, including the Cosbabies, they do all the custom stuff as well.
Yeah.
So you find also, I mean, there's a Sherlock on there now, Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock, which looks unbelievable with the leather chair. And, like, it just looks unbelievable. They're doing one thing that we said in the Armoured Batman review, which should have had a spear, they're running with the spear right now.
So yeah, we've both got a pre-order as well.
You can get like they've just said the day they're going to bring out a light-up one, so you can flip. They're so friendly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not tied in. We pre-ordered the spear that was glow-in-the-dark, and they've announced today that they're going to bring out a light-up one, LED light-up one.
Yeah.
And anyone who has the glow one that wants to switch across to the light-up one, it's not an issue.
I mean, I'd pre-ordered The Force Awakens Han Solo from there, when that was first announced, and then decided I was going to get them from another UK place, which I'll mention in a minute, because I was going to get the two-pack Han and Chewie, and straight away you just put in you no longer want it and they take it off the list.
Now, these
rules where they'll say they don't want you to do it too many times because obviously they want the business and they don't want people messing them up.
What I was told to the guy is, as long as you make your mind up before the pre-order closes,
right,
it's fine.
All right, well, that's fair dues, anyway. No. You can't argue with that.
No, as long as you do it before they close that pre-order, because I would think on the pre-order they'll go to whoever and say, we want 120 of them.
Yeah.
And then if they don't do it, you'll see now, they'll I think they've put up some certain figures, haven't they, two of these in stock.
Yeah.
That's probably where people have just binned them off after mm-hmm. the pre-order close, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But what they do, and I love the way that they work, because we can give you the names of the guys that work tirelessly on that group, and they're more than willing to take a friend request, and they answer all the personal messages that you send and everything.
Yeah.
They have an installment option on any of the figures, and they don't go on the release date of the figure. They basically try and do that over 10 months minimum, if possible. But I've seen it for 7, I've seen it for 12.
Yeah.
If you're doing it through 10 months, you're looking at $23 a month. It's nothing, you know what I mean? And what they do is they'll send you an invoice through PayPal, so you need to have PayPal to use this option.
Yeah.
But if you haven't got PayPal and you're going to start collecting, get PayPal just so you can use TNS. And yeah, then they just send you an invoice. You pay the invoice, and then the next month they'll just tag you on Facebook and say, invoice send, you pay the invoice again.
Yeah.
And that, it's as simple as that. And you keep on doing it. And the big thing with TNS is no import. No import duty whatsoever.
And that's
how big was the bat mask box?
That there.
Nothing to pay. It is what you pay on that figure, or what mask, or head, or sculpt, or body, or any custom, is fully tracked and delivered, which is massive, because you can bang 70 quid on, as it currently stands, on any figure.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, that for me right now, if you're going to start collecting, get on Facebook, hit us up on the social networks, and point you in the right direction. But right now, we'll definitely take it and run with TNS.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're in early enough, if you want back figures, you want to mooch around the groups before you use eBay. If you want new ones or some old ones that are still kicking around, by all means, look at Cool Coated and Sideshow, and you're going to talk about where you've got Han and Chewie from.
Yeah, Collectibles Direct. Collectibles Direct, I think it's .co.uk.
Yeah.
It's a UK site which someone put me onto from one of the Facebook groups I'm on, and you pay no delivery charge with them. Now, the prices are a little bit higher than what you would initially see from Sideshow, because obviously they've got the import charges on there,
yeah.
So they're putting them on top of the figures, but again, they use a layaway plan, which is really good. You've got, I think it's up to 6 weeks or so after the figure's released to
it's good that.
To pay off, which is absolutely brilliant. So, you know, this is my first pre-order with them, and I've never heard anything but good things about them, really. Yeah. It's one to look at, Collectibles Direct.
Yeah,
it is. Which is another UK one.
Like I say, the ultimate portal to all this right now is through Facebook.
Yeah.
Because there's the Good, the Bad and the Robots we can give a shout out to. There's direct buyers you can go to, which you'll find on Facebook. Budget Star, check that guy out. There's 1/6 Kit, which is sort of the same as TNS, but I don't think it's as thorough, because I'm always waiting on prices. Whereas one TNS, it's a list of what you physically get,
yeah.
What the payments will be, when it closes on the pre-order, when you should expect it to ship. It's fantastic. And there's Big Boy Toy Store, I think you can order from Hong Kong, which again, I've never used, but I've heard a lot of people talking on about it. So start with your protocol. If you're totally unsure about what's going on, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. They're the main places where you can get in touch with us. We interact constantly day by day on there. Comment on the YouTube video, and what we'll do is we'll hook up with you on Facebook, and then we'll point you in the right direction. If you're thinking, yeah, this is what I want to do, these look fantastic, I wouldn't mind doing it, I don't know where to start, pick a line, stick to it, like I did with the Guardians.
And I did with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars was the only thing I was buying. The first two deliveries I had was Superman and Zod. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I've got like 21 Guardians of the Galaxy figures now. And I'm sure there was a DeLorean in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, there was a Marty McFly and a Doc and a Superman.
So yeah, hit us up on them social network channels, because you'll definitely be happy with what you do, because it's far better than going down the route of eBay, especially not eBay. God, eBay is shocking. I think that wraps up really the buyer's guide. We can go into a bit more depth, and we are going to do a video on it where you'll get the links and whatnot. So yeah, this is just something to shot at the end.
So yeah, keep your eyes peeled, because I'm coming shortly. We're going to have a Rain BB-8 video going up.
Quality.
When that turns up, we'll have your next Z-Box.
We'll have a quick look at that custom Bruce Wayne that we're both getting.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have a quick look at that using ZC Toys body and a custom head from
TNS.
TNS, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is really good.
We'll have a look at that. We've got another, something totally different from a guy that we interacted with, sent us some artwork that we're going to do a quick review on.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled on the channel. We do like the dash about a bit. The Hot Toys are the core, but we also do the Z-Boxes, and we're venturing a bit more into the custom stuff now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a look at the Spear with both the Batman figures when we get it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like you say, I think it will give a good... It'll be a canny review. We'll have the Spear with the armoured one and have it with your Man of Steel.
Yeah, and then that's another thing we can then show off in the TNS group as well.
Yeah.
To get people on board with that, because I think it'll look brilliant with either figure, to be honest.
So especially with the across Batman. All the fronts, we can't say a big enough thank you. At 100 subscriptions, which is 99 more than what we ever thought we'd get, we are going to do a geek-based giveaway, probably something from Z-Box or something. We'll work something out.
I think we're at 91 at the minute.
Yeah, 91. That's unbelievable.
Which is mega for two guys in a small room with a
bunch of dolls. In a sweaty small room.
Yeah,
there's a couple of guys I'm going to give a shout out to. Jamie Tan on YouTube, constantly just he interacts with the channel. On the Instagram, I could go through any amount. Yutuka Prime obviously always gives the channel a lot of the photos that we put up, like, and he's well respected in the circles as well. Heroic Dot Art Dot Works. God, check that guy out on Instagram. Absolutely some talented.
Quality pictures.
Fantastic
artwork.
Constantos Leventis on Instagram. Again, as soon as something goes on, he likes it. He jumps across to YouTube and gives them all a watch. And I can't, honestly, them people that, across the last few months, we've even had interactions now with Z-Box.
Yeah.
You've got something going on Twitter regarding the Cosbabies.
Yeah, we've had some interaction about the Cosbabies, wanting to know if they can get them in the UK.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we can only say where we've got them from and what we know, unfortunately. Yeah. Because they are highly sought after, these Comic-Con exclusives.
Oh, yeah, quality. Facebook, Dan Joyce, Tam Ferguson, Martin Harrington, the guys from TNS, David Cheng, and...
Yeah.
Budget Stark, unbelievable support from them guys.
Everybody in the asylum.
Yeah.
Everybody. Because they all
point us in the right direction and tell us what we're doing wrong or right. And David Cheng, especially from TNS, who's more than friendly. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. So, as always, we started off with housekeeping. We'll end with some more housekeeping. You can follow us on Twitter at Loot Troop, Instagram at Loot Troop. Always check out the videos, youtube.com/loottroop. And for this episode 4 of the podcast, that's MB.
And that's MB.
We are the Loot Troop. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.